In the name of him who lived a perfect life in our place and has now given us his righteousness through his word and sacraments, your fellow redeemed. Tell me, did any of you make New Year's resolutions this year? Maybe you resolved to not eat so many sweets, get more exercise, spend more time with your family. Maybe your resolutions were not quite so high and lofty. Maybe if you're the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, your resolution is to learn how to shuffle a deck of cards. Or maybe they were more spiritual. Maybe you resolved to pray more fervently, worship more regularly, read the Bible with greater purpose. I expect that we all, whether we made resolutions or not, we all want to somehow be better in this new year. Fill in the blank. I want to be a better spouse, a better parent, a better friend, a better Christian. The question is, how do we achieve that goal? Or to flip it the other way, how do we keep from sliding back into old habits and old attitudes and old behaviors? In our text for today, the Apostle Paul answers that question by pointing us back to, of all things, our baptism. Now, maybe you're thinking, my baptism? And that was a long time ago. I was just a baby. I don't remember anything about my baptism. Besides, what does my baptism have to do with being a better person, being a more godly person today? That is a great question. And it's what we're going to focus on today. Namely, what does your baptism mean for you today? The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, gives us three things that it means. It means you're connected to Christ. It means you're dead to sin. And it means you have a new identity in Christ. First, you're connected to Christ. You realize that not a single one of us was born connected to Christ, right? We were all born in a state of sinfulness, and sin, or Scripture says, sin separates us from God. Or to put it another way, you and I were not naturally born into God's family. We were born into Satan's family by nature. The only way we could become members of God's family is by being born a second time. Isn't that what Jesus told Nicodemus? No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again. And how does God achieve that rebirth? By the application of water and the word, which the apostle calls the washing of rebirth. Through the sacrament of baptism, God connected you to Christ. He adopted you into his family. And because you are connected to Christ, you are also connected to a number of other things. Paul talks about that in our text. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? What does that mean? It means that baptism connected you to Christ and everything that Christ did. He connected you to Christ's death. It was as if you died in his place and he died in yours. And God gave you credit for what Jesus did on the cross. And because Jesus was separated from God forever in hell on the cross, you need never be separated from God again. In your baptism, you are connected to Christ. You might say that's the first thing that your baptism means. You are connected to Christ. You're adopted into his family with all the rights and privileges of being a child of God. On the day I was baptized, the pastor that baptized me gave my family, my parents, this. It's a certificate of baptism. It tells who got baptized, where, when, by whom. Maybe you have one of these too. Maybe you don't. Maybe you lost yours. Whether or not you actually have a piece of paper, the fact is, if you are baptized, you have what you might call your adoption papers. This is your assurance that you are no longer a member of Satan's family. You have been adopted into God's family. You are connected to Christ. That's the first thing your baptism means. The second thing it means is you're dead to sin. Again, what does that mean? Dead to sin. Well, let's go back to that picture. You're connected to Christ. That means that when Jesus died, so did you, or more specifically, so did your sinful nature. Isn't that what Paul says here in our text? For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, and that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Think about that. Anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Let me see if I can illustrate that. If you go down to the local funeral home, go down in the basement, you find a casket with a body of a deceased person in it, and then you wave a Playboy magazine in front of that corpse, you gonna get any reaction? You hand him a bottle of Jack Daniels, is he gonna start chugging it? No, of course not. Why not? Because he's dead. Dead people are not affected by sin. Dead people are dead to sin. Sin cannot control a dead person. Well, that's what's happened to you. In your baptism, God crucified your old man. He can no longer control you anymore. Unfortunately, we sometimes forget that. And sometimes we let that dead person come back to life. And sometimes that guy comes, sticks his head out of the cork, out of the casket, and starts controlling our lives again. And when that happens, you know what you do? You go back to your baptism and remind yourself, wait a minute, that guy's dead. He can't tell me what to do. The Lord put my old man to death. That reminds me of something that I once heard Phil Robertson say. You know who Phil Robertson is? The original duck commander, right? The patriarch of Duck Dynasty. This man, when he was younger, did a lot of bad things. I mean, he was a lawbreaker. He was a drunk. He was unfaithful to his wife. He had a child out of wedlock. And then he found the Lord. Or really, the Lord found him. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, worked faith in his heart, and it changed his life completely, to the point that his old drinking buddies came to him and said, hey, Phil, come on, what happened to the old Phil Robertson, the guy that used to go out and party all night? What happened to that guy? Phil's answer, oh, that guy? He died. He was buried. He was buried in the water of baptism. My friends, that's you. Your old man, your old you has been buried. He's dead. He can't control you anymore. What does your baptism mean? It means you're connected to Christ. It means you've died to sin. And finally, it means you have a new identity in Christ. What does that mean? A new identity in Christ. Think about that. It's kind of a logical progression, isn't it? I mean, if you were connected to Christ and when he died, you died, that means that when he came back to life, so did you. Only you're now new. You have a new man. What does Paul say? Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. In your baptism, God made you somebody new, gave you a new man, right? What's your new man? Your new man is the person that God wants you to be. In fact, it's the person that God has made you to be. God, in effect, has given you a new identity in Christ, which means that this certificate really means three things. It's your adoption papers. It's your death certificate. In other words, it assures you that your old man is dead, but it's also your new ID. Have you heard of the witness protection program? If a person testifies on behalf of the government against a mob figure, a high figure in organized crime, that person's life is suddenly in danger, right? The mob is going to try to retaliate against that person. So what does the government do? After the trial's over, it gives that person a new identity, a new name, a new location, a new job, new credentials. If they were once a criminal, if they had a criminal record, it's all expunged. If they had debts, they're all erased. They become absolutely a different person. Again, that's what God has done for you in your baptism. He's made you a new person. Isn't that what Scripture says? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. You realize how critical that is to know who you really are in Christ. To grab hold of that, your new identity, even when you fall into sin, even when your sinful nature torments you, remember who you are. You maybe heard me tell the story of Martin Luther when he was tormented by his sins, by his sinful nature, when he questioned how could he ever be called a child of God. What did he do? He took a piece of chalk and he wrote across his desk these words, Baptizitas sum. Now, if your Latin is a little rusty, I'll tell you that this is not in the past tense. It does not say, once upon a time I was baptized. No, this is a confession Luther's making. It means I am baptized. This is not simply something I have a long time ago. This is who Luther is. He is acknowledging, by the grace of God, I am a forgiven child of God. Even when I sin, I am baptized. I am covered with God's grace. And the same thing is true for you. What does your baptism mean? Did it happen a long time ago? Yeah, it probably did. For me, it was 64 years ago last Thursday. At your baptism, God the Holy Spirit took what Jesus bought for you on the cross, full forgiveness of sins, and he applied it to your heart. And even if you were a baby and you didn't understand what was going on, it doesn't matter. God planted faith in your heart. He made you new. But your baptism is more than just something that happened a long time ago. It's who you are. Right now, you are a child of God, even when you sin. Your old man has been put to death. You can tell him, you can't tell me what to do. You are dead. And you are alive. A new man, a new woman, because you can say, I am baptized. As we begin a new year, as we maybe make resolutions, let's not forget where the power to fulfill those resolutions, where the power to change comes from. It comes from God. It comes from what God has done for you in your baptism. He's made you his child. He's put your old man to death, and he's given you a new identity in Christ. Wow. What a great reason to celebrate a new year of God's grace as God's people washed in the water of baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thanks so much for worshiping with us today. We hope that God's word has strengthened your faith. To help us know more about the reach of our efforts here at Mount Olive, we hope that you'll like and subscribe to our YouTube and Facebook pages, and that you also sign our online friendship register to let us know that you're listening today. God bless and keep you.